The Minister of Roads and Highways says one of the major challenges facing the implementation of work is a long valuation period for compensation and resettlement of project-affected persons. The ministry is therefore exploring private sector financing of road projects to address this teething problem. The ministry has also commenced the preparatory arrangement to adopt a public-private partnership PPP model for the construction and management of road infrastructure so as to cover more areas within a limited period. The sector minister, Inusa Fuseni, made a remark when he took his turn at the media press series in Accra. He noted that the PPP arrangement for the financing design and construction of an overpass on the motorway at Tishin Link is ongoing. The project, when completed in 24 months, will enable motorists to cross the motorway without going through the heavy vehicular traffic at the Tetekwashi interchange. Here is a report by Antoinette Aba and Helena Opoku.
Mr. Fuseni said, new strategic plan, which will guide the implementation of policies and projects from 2014 to 2017, is being developed. Key priority areas include road maintenance programs, axle load control, and major road rehabilitation of the central, eastern, and coastal corridors to promote trade and economic activities. He said funding from the EU for the construction of Nwepe Joint Border Post between Ghana and Togo has begun. Mr. Fuseni added that $234 million of the CDB loan has been committed to the completion of 26.6 km Labiche Road. The project will also see traffic control center in Accra to improve traffic flow and environmental and safety issues along major corridors in the Accra metropolis.
As at the end of June 2014, routine maintenance had been undertaken on 11,438 km of the trunk road network. The ministry continued to improve major road corridors to promote trade and economic activities. Some of the projects that achieved significant progress are as follows. In the Central Corridor, it's a one bypass. Progress from 94% to 98%. Kwafukrome to Apeja, progress from 54% to 62%. Bupe Tamale has also been substantially completed.
Mr. Fuseni touched on the progress of work on road projects being undertaken by the authority in the regions and district capitals.
At the Kuma Junction to Pepe, progress from 15% to 20%. To the Pepasi Tonkwanta Road, progress from 21% to 58%. Asichuari Junction to Volebo, Dufo, Adedomi, Asikuma, and Asikuma Ebayimi Road. A consultant is undertaking detailed engineering design after which work will be procured for construction to commence. Volta Region. Road construction of the Asikuma Junction Ohwai Road, which is a 45-kilometer road fully funded by the government of Ghana. The work commenced in October 2011 and is ongoing. Construction of the Mankasim Abora Dumpua Road, which is a 25-kilometer road, and works are currently ongoing.
He said five selected district capitals and five major town roads in six regions have been earmarked for upgrading to bituminous surfacing. The ministry is also rehabilitating and upgrading vital roads for the haulage of cocoa in six cocoa-growing regions.
Bituminous surfacing of Aflawo Town Road, a 2.1 kilometer. Bituminous surfacing of Akim Tafo Town Road. Bituminous surfacing of Fominan Old Ayasi Cedar Road, which is a 1.8 kilometer road in the Ashanti region. Bituminous surfacing of Golu Town Road, which is a 2.3 kilometers, the district capital in the Upper West region.
Since 2010, the Ghana Road Fund has generated 1,404 million cedis through fuel levy, road and bridge tolls, and vehicle licensing, among others.
That report was filed by Antoinette Aba and Helena Opoku.